Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler with Ghost Stories, the podcast, and we are here with another spooky listener story for you. But before we go on, a bit of housekeeping, a few updates. The first one, if you've not seen it on our Patreon post, which is a public one, anyway, go check it out for more detail, is I've got some pretty positive news. I know 2 weeks ago I was talking about doing a bit of a weekly content. Once we hit a certain number of subscribers, I am actually fast-tracking that to some degree, and my wife and I have been working on how I can get a bit more capacity to have a day a week to work on the podcast for the next while, so we can start putting out weekly content. At this point, I'm not going to promise that there are going to be multiple episodes, multiple stories in each episode. However, I'm going to soon start putting out one a week, and we're going to call it a pilot for the time being. I still have that target of when we hit enough Patreon subscribers going weekly with multiple episodes. But for the time being, I just want to see what the reaction is to me bringing more content out. So we will be starting in March at some point. There's a few cogs we have spinning that need to come together. So I don't want to promise an exact date at this point, but it's very exciting stuff that soon not only will I be able to bring you weekly episodes, but I also won't be working evenings and weekends on the podcast anymore, which is, yeah, really exciting for me because it's tiring the number of times I'm up at 2 a.m. editing this thing. But it's fine. I do it because I enjoy it, and the reception is always amazing amongst all of our listeners. So yeah, enough on that. That's our update for this week. Who knows? These things seem to be changing on a weekly basis. But hopefully in 2 weeks' time, I'll have a clearer vision of what we'll be doing going forward with this kind of weekly pilot, see how we get on. But now let's get down to business. This week's story was sent in by Chelsea. So Chelsea, thank you very much. A story submitted to us is a while back now, actually. I've been working on a bit of a backlog. Another story about a spooky house after moving, and we've been getting a lot of these. I do love these types of stories, and it's interesting when you move house and go to a new place, an unfamiliar setting essentially, how there's a lot of spooky occurrences that seem to happen. So it's really fantastic. So Chelsea, thank you so much for sending it in, and hopefully dear listeners, it'll inspire you if you have any similar stories to share with us. So sit back and enjoy. This is Old Playhouse. Well, growing up, I remember always being drawn to and interested in stories of the past. Of course, spooky ghost stories were always part of the book collections my sister and I read. We spent many nights staying up late reading them until we were too scared to fall asleep. Now, when I was 12, my parents moved into their current home. It was built in 1932 and had many rooms with unique character and old wooden floors that would creak in distress when walked upon. I love how old it was. The fireplace was even older, dating back to the 1800s. The current house is actually built around this monolith of a fireplace. The size and age of the house meant it was a little spooky, especially when on your own. Despite this though, the backyard was easily the spookiest part. I would have friends over who were always uncomfortable or complained about being back there. A couple of them said they heard things or felt like something was watching them. Now, their feelings weren't helped by this old playhouse that was no longer safe to play in. It was tucked in the back corner of the yard, cracked and overgrown, peeling with paint. It was creepy to say the least. Now, most nights when I let our dog out into the yard or returned home late from going out, it felt as though there was a heaviness in the air, like something was near or following me. It was never a pleasant feeling, one I couldn't shake no matter how hard I tried to ignore it. There's one night in particular I'll never forget. My friend Rachel was over. We were 16 at the time. It was an unseasonably warm November night around Thanksgiving, and we decided to use the hot tub after being hopped up on caffeine and sugar. It was about 3 a.m. and we were chatting, and I saw a white light move across the yard. The light made what I can only describe as me process a specific image in my head. However, it was out the corner of my eye, so I initially thought I was just imagining things. After a brief pause, I kept talking. After a moment though, I saw it again, and this time I was positive it was real. It was so strange. My brain processed the image of a man in 1920s or 30s attire with a briefcase. I couldn't see his midsection, but the rest was pretty clear. A pinstripe suit with a hat. It almost looked like a projector projecting an image into fog. I had stopped talking and told Rachel, "This is weird, but I think I saw someone or something in the backyard." She was quiet for a moment and said, "I did too, but I thought it was all in my head." We began to go back and forth over what we saw, and all the details were spot on except for what he was carrying. I saw a briefcase, but Rachel, she saw him holding a shovel. I'm not exactly sure why, but the idea of him with a shovel made me shudder. A creepy figure looking this way does give off a certain preconceived connotation. I was spooked, and as the wind picked up, the hair on my arm stood up. We decided to call it a night. After she left the following day, I told my dad what I saw. He just laughed and asked if we were drinking. I was annoyed I wasn't taken seriously though, so I asked where the house deed was so I could try and investigate. I wasn't really sure what I was going to do, but I thought it was a good place to start. I rummaged through the cabinets and found a thick and heavy house deed. The plot of land dated back to the early 1800s. I was sucked back into history, almost forgetting the purpose of me flipping through the pages. But then I found it. It was under the entry of November 27th, but I couldn't make out the year. William Curry, an owner of the house, died in grim circumstances. I froze in shock when I realized the day before was the 27th, the anniversary of his death. But what really sent a chill through me, like I'd never felt before or since, the cause of death. Accidental electrocution through an old steel shovel in the backyard next to the condemned playhouse. What a fantastic story and a chilling ending. How about that? Thank you so much, Chelsea, for sending it in. As always, listeners, it's now down to you. We want to know what your thoughts are. Was Old Playhouse based in fact, or was it a pure work of fiction? I would love to know your opinions. I have my own, but I don't want to influence your decision. And of course, you can vote by heading over to our Facebook page. Just comment on the post that this episode's on, or likewise, you can go to our Patreon page and you can vote there. You don't even have to be a patron to vote. You will need an account though, so sign up, it's completely free, and you can vote for if you think Old Playhouse was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. So yes, thank you again, Chelsea, for sending that in. And listeners, if you have a story you want to share with us, make sure to send it in. Your stories keep us ticking over. I've got a backlog at the moment, but we will get to you all eventually. And even if it's not using the podcast, I love hearing what you have to share with us, because some of the stuff you all send in is fantastic and frankly quite horrifying sometimes in a good way. If you have enjoyed the podcast, wherever you're listening now, make sure you grab your device. I imagine it's a phone or your computer, and click subscribe, and you'll hear the next episode the day it comes out, I'm sure, because you'll be notified. If you haven't done so already as well, drop us a review, 5 stars preferably. If you have a 1-star review, maybe just write it in Word or something and leave it there. I kid. I should be influencing people like that, but those reviews do help us grow and push us up in the ranking algorithms of iTunes and stuff like that. And finally, if you do want to go that bit bit extra, jump over to Patreon and you can become a subscriber there. It's either $1 a month or $5 a month or the same amount in your local currencies. I think there's a bit of tax as well. I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to look into it, but all the information is there when you sign up. If you go in at the higher tier, the $5 tier, we are working on some special incentives for you, but no need to wait. That stuff, when we launch it, will be available for you as well. They're loyalty ones. We're getting some special artwork made up right now by a local artist. It's just some really fantastic stuff based on our most popular episodes. I can't wait to see it, and I can't wait to share it with you all. So that'll be a reward that's coming. And on top of that, of course, through Patreon, there's always bonus content we put out every now and then. I'm working on a new series as well once we get the weekly pilot going. So that's all from us this week. And like I said, get in touch with us if you have anything. I love hearing from you all. I hope you enjoyed this story. Again, thank you so much, Chelsea, for sending it in. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time when we should have an idea if we're going to be going weekly from there on out, which would be, fingers crossed, would be amazing if we can. So until then, take care of yourselves, be safe, and don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?